Now from the Creation Museum in Idaho to another version of creation captured by the world's largest telescope in Chile. It's called the Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array, or ALMA for short, and the scientists behind it have captured the clearest, most detailed image we have of the formation of planets. For a long time, scientists have believed that planets are born out of gas and dust orbiting a star. But until now, we've never seen that process up close.
Kelly Beatty has been following this. He's senior contributing editor at Sky and Telescope, and he's with us once again. Kelly, welcome back.
Hey, glad to be here.
And I should say, as we talk to you, I invite listeners to go to our website, hereandnow.org, where you can see a picture of what was seen here. It's spectacular. You can even watch a video of it. But Kelly, what can you tell us about this image of the birth of... Is it a planet, a star? What is it?
Well, this is a solar system in formation, just like we imagined our solar system 4.5 billion years ago to condense out of a spinning disk of gas and dust. This is what we're seeing in this star around this star called HL Tauri. It's about 430 light years away. And ALMA, this telescope, has been able to show us detail of this disk, showing rings and gaps where even though the star is very young, planets are clearly coming together even as we watch.
And Kelly, does it sort of confirm that the way we thought it worked is exactly what we thought, or give us more evidence that that was the case?
That's exactly true. This star has been seen before, even with Hubble, but we've never seen it with this kind of detail. It's the first time we've really been able to see the disk breaking up into the bands that will eventually form planets. Now, we don't see any planets in the image itself, but they're going to be there in another 5 or 10 million years, which is just a finger snap in astronomical terms.
And tell us about ALMA, which I think 60 Minutes did a big profile of this array of telescopes.
Yeah, this is an array of 66 radio dishes, if you want to think of them that way. And the way physics works, the bigger the dish, the more detail you can see, the finer the detail. Well, this set of dishes has been spread out over 10 miles, way up in the Andes. And we don't have a single dish that's 10 miles across, but this array acts like that, the 66 dishes. Funny thing is, they're just in the process of getting this ready for real scientific work. This was kind of a test image of this spread out configuration, and it's just mind-blowingly detailed. The telescope cost more than $1 billion to build, and this is a portent, a harbinger of the amazing science that we're going to get out of it.
Kelly, I'm assuming because of the work you do, this was kind of a thrill for you to see these pictures. What level of thrill is it?
This was like I called my editor and said, how soon can we get a story written about this kind of thrill? It really is groundbreaking.
And because of this telescope, will we be seeing, or this array of telescopes, will we be seeing even more images like this, or maybe even clearer images from somewhere else in the system?
Yeah, absolutely. This telescope operates at microwave wavelengths, about a millimeter in size. We get to see a part of the universe that we cannot see with our other kinds of visual telescopes because there's so much dust in the way of seeing into deep space. The microwaves can pierce through that and show us, for example, the heart of this disk cut through the cloud. And so with this unprecedented detail, we have nothing but like open doors ahead of us.
Well, and you can take a look at this once again at hereandnow.org. It is really spectacular. Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor of Sky and Telescope, thanks as always.
My pleasure always.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Here and Now.